Growth strategies. For most organizations, growth is essential, but growth must enable sustainable competitive advantage. Growth strategies set an organization's desired scope in terms of what it will do internally versus externally. The breadth and depth of its offerings, its 1,009 of business units, its geographic market, and asset footprints. Growth is not always feasible. In periods of retrenchment, strategies tend to focus on cost control. Growth within a market can be vertical and/or horizontal. The way an organization or one of its business units decides to grow will depend on its resources and marketplace dynamics. The ANSOS Product Market Growth Matrix classifies these options. Horizontal and vertical integration. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a horizontally integrated firm as an organization that seeks to produce or sell a type of product in numerous markets. Horizontal integration exists when an organization produces or sells similar products in various geographical locations. Horizontal integration in marketing occurs more frequently than horizontal integration in production. C. Vertically integrated firm. This is in contrast to a vertically integrated firm, an organization with functions that were previously performed by suppliers, but are now done internally. C. Horizontally integrated firm. Exhibit 1-14 shows an example. Company A makes cars and can increase market share by acquiring Company B, electric cars. Company A could also grow vertically in its industry's value chain by acquiring Company 1, advanced batteries. Exhibit 1-14. Horizontal and vertical integration. Horizontal integration can occur through internal growth, mergers and acquisitions, or outsourcing. Transformation issues related to mergers and acquisitions can include due diligence failures, culture mismatches, or technology integration issues. Vertical integration can be backward, toward suppliers, or forward, toward customers. While full vertical integration is uncommon, MC Donald's is an example of a hybrid vertical integration business model. They own all of the land their franchises use and have long-term profit-sharing relationships with farmers. ANSOS Product Market Growth Matrix. Growth strategies. Four growth strategies described by H. Igor Ansoff are represented in the matrix for growing revenue shown in Exhibit 1-15. The quadrants represent the growth strategies. Exhibit 1-15. Ansoff Product Market Growth Matrix. To grow within its market, an organization may choose one of these growth strategies. Market penetration. Market share is pursued with the existing markets and the existing products. For example, new customer segment, aggressive competition, product differentiation, product development. The organization focuses on new product introductions. Perhaps the current industry has plateaued or competitive tactics are unsustainable. A business may choose to grow outside its current market. Market development. The organization decides to sell its existing products in a new market. For example, a new geographical market. Diversification. The organization decides to extend its scope to entirely new activities. While diversification for the sole objective of growth may be unwise due to exposure to a broader array of risks, sound reasons to diversify include reducing the volatility of individual investments, diversifying because original markets are saturated/declining, or adapting, for example, technology, habit changes. Assessing diversification opportunities. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a diversification strategy as follows. An expansion of the scope of the product line to exploit new markets. A key objective of a diversification strategy is to spread the company's risk over several product lines in case there should be a downturn in any one product's market. Organizations may pursue related or unrelated diversification strategies or a hybrid. A related diversification strategy focuses on activities anywhere along the value chain that are similar to the organization's own, which is called strategic fit. This has the potential for economies of scope, sharing expertise or assets for synergistic effects. For example, products for different seasons produce on the same lines. Brand identity can be transferred to support consumer recognition. Unrelated diversification strategies involve organizations with different value chain activities and/or different types of resources. So there is little opportunity for synergy. It is a form of corporate investment, such as in an undervalued business. Existing assets and supply chain relationships may not be very helpful. Diversification can create risks. It may be difficult for leaders to assess an unfamiliar industry. A third-party analysis of the market potential or an audit of a potential acquisition/partner can help address this risk. The desired level of integration, control, and autonomy among business units should also be assessed. Differences in cultures must be acknowledged. Also, right-sizing should be used to remove redundancy and new reporting lines. Collaboration methods, roles, and compensation should be defined. Organizations should submit a potential diversification strategy to three tests: industry attractiveness, scan for threats and opportunities, and use the five forces framework to assess the intensity of competitive forces and market growth. Cost of entry. Will the potential profit outweigh the investment? Barriers are generally higher in attractive industries. When low, there are more entrants. Better off test. A better off test assesses whether diversifying creates synergy.